Case number three. 20-616. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
Yes, good morning, board members. My name is Kate Ayers. I'm a staff attorney at the State Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. I'm here representing the issuing authority, who's the commissioner of our department. With me is Bridgeport Police Officer James Motaski, and his last name is spelled M-O-T-A-S-K-Y. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, counsel. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, please. Thank you. Board members, we're here today because this appellant's permit was revoked based on suitability grounds. We intend to show that this appellant is currently facing two misdemeanor charges of improperly storing her firearms, which arises out of a report that she made to Bridgeport PD in December of 2019. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
I'm not sure how to. I just briefly
go over what you want to tell us, and then you're going to have a chance to put on your full case.
Okay. You want me to go that far? My car was broken into that night, and my firearms were stolen. At this point, I am aware of how serious that was. At that time, I didn't realize how careless I was being. I understand now how to move forward with proper storage of a firearm in a car and outside of a car.
Thank you. Counsel, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, officer.
Good morning.
If you would please, would you state your full name one more time for the board and spell your last name, please?
Full name is James Motaski. Last name is spelled M-O-T-A-S-K-Y.
What town are you currently employed by?
Bridgeport.
What's your job title there?
Police officer.
How long in total have you worked in law enforcement?
6 years and 3 months.
Could you just give us a brief idea of what some of your current duties are at Bridgeport PD?
Details, patrolling and responding to both priority and non-priority calls on the east side of Bridgeport.
Now, back on December 5th of 2019, were you employed as a Bridgeport police officer?
Yes.
And were you working that day, as far as you can remember?
Yes.
Do you recall on that day, December 5, 2019, having any contact with this appellant who's seated to my right?
Yes.
How was it that you came in contact with her?
She was reporting a larceny from her motor vehicle.
Okay. Did you end up responding to a residence or some other place that morning?
Yes, I did. Responded to a residence.
Okay. Did you end up speaking with anyone at the residence that morning?
I spoke with the appellant.
Okay. What was the substance of your conversation with the appellant when you arrived on scene?
She was telling me about the larceny from vehicle and the contents of the vehicle.
Okay.
That were taken.
Do you recall what the contents of the vehicle were at that time?
Yes, there was a locked range bag containing a Black Lock 19 Gen 5 and a black Taurus GS2, firearm both fully loaded with ammunition, as well as a tablet and a pair of hair clippers.
Okay. Did the appellant know who had broken into her car?
No.
Did the appellant tell you how her firearms were stored in her car before it was broken into?
She said they were in a locked range bag on her back seat of her vehicle.
Okay, on her back seat, okay. And I believe you may have mentioned whether either of the firearms were loaded?
Yes, they were.
Okay. Do you know where the appellant's vehicle was parked when it was broken into?
It was parked in the rear driveway to her residence.
Okay, so it was actually the appellant's residence and her car was parked in her own driveway?
Actually, I don't know if it's the appellant's or it was the residence she was staying at the time.
Okay.
I believe she told me that she had a residence in Norwalk, if I recall, yeah.
Okay.
At the time.
Did the appellant say whether she was outside when her car was broken into?
No.
Okay. Did she mention where she was when that happened? Did she knew when it happened?
She was inside.
Okay, got it. Did you happen to see the appellant's vehicle when you responded to that residence that morning?
Yes.
Do you recall what kind of condition it was in?
The back driver's side window was broken. And no other damage I could recall was seen on the vehicle.
Okay. Now, as you were investigating this incident, did you come across any witnesses to the potential crime?
No.
Were you ever made aware of any surveillance cameras that would have captured anything?
No.
Were any other vehicles in that same area, in that same neighborhood, broken into that night or that morning that you're aware of?
No.
Regarding how this appellant left the firearms in her car, isn't it true that the law was actually changed via public act shortly before this incident happened?
Yes, in October of 2019.
October, okay. Do you recall what that public act, it was 19-7, said about storage of firearms in motor vehicles?
Public act 19-7 said that no firearm shall be stored in an unattended motor vehicle unless contained in a locked trunk, locked safe, or locked glove box.
Is there anything else that we haven't already covered that you think the board should know about this incident?
No.
Thank you, officer. I have no further questions for this witness.
Am, do you have any questions of the officer?
No.
Okay, does the board have any questions? Seeing none, any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Ma'am, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
At the time, I really didn't think that I had improperly stored it, but I see that I did. It was a lock, the Glock box, I locked it with the orange, like, cable lock that comes. I really did think that was sufficient, because I was the only person that had the key. And I didn't expect for that to happen. I do realize it was extremely careless. So I'm currently on, for the misdemeanors, I'm currently on probation, which ends in November. They required me to take a gun safety course as a part of my probation, and I did that. So just waiting, after that's done, the case is sealed, and I don't have a record of it anymore.
Counsel, do you have any questions?
I do not, thank you.
Does the board have any questions of the witness?
Yeah, I guess. I'm sorry, I was here, so they're all done? They had nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain to the board what a Glock gun case is? Some of us know and some do not.
I'm sorry. So when you purchase a Glock, I'm thinking it's just this brand. They have a case, which is it's like a heavy-duty plastic case that you can store multiple things. I usually kept my gun and my ammunition inside. And it comes with an orange, like, really heavy-duty cable lock. So I usually wrap it around the handle so that you can't open it. And I usually keep the key on my keychain.
And it was on the back seat?
So yeah.
Is it easily identifiable as a gun case?
No, I had heavily tinted windows.
No, but I mean,
it was in a range bag.
Yeah.
It was in my range bag, so.
Okay, so it wasn't on the back seat. It was in what's a range bag?
That's the bag that I take with me to the range.
What does it look like?
It kind of looks like a duffel bag.
Okay. So the locked range bag was a range bag, like a duffel bag, with the locked Glock plastic case inside it.
Yes.
Is that how you usually store it?
That's how I did. That's not.
So that was routine, to leave it in the
yes.
back?
Yes. Well, not usually in the back seat, though. I usually did keep it in the trunk, but I don't know. That day I didn't.
You're not going to know, but I don't think. But before public act, the public act, was that legal to do it that way? To store it the way you did? I don't know the answer to that either. I know I shouldn't ask a question I don't know the answer to, but I don't.
Kind of ish.
Kind of legal?
Kind of ish, yeah.
I think it's probably the gray area is the fact that it was locked, but not in the proper area, maybe.
Well, I think clearly it violates the public act. I'm just not sure that it did before.
Right.
When did you have your training for your pistol permit?
Oh, that was in 20... Oh, man. 2017, 2018.
So a couple of years, more than a year before that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Other questions by the board?
Yes, the house that this occurred at, was this your home?
No, it was a friend of mine.
Was it your normal practice to bring your range bag into your house at the end of the night?
Yes.
Other questions?
Some
Do you have a question?
I have one more, if I may.
Sure.
Ms. Appellant, do you recall where your tablet was located in your car the night that this happened?
It was in the backseat as well.
Okay. And was it in any sort of bag or container that you remember?
Just the case that it, that the outer, like, you know.
Got it. Do you remember where the hair clippers were in your car that night?
They were in the backseat as well.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have, Madam Chairwoman.
I know you said you had to take a gun safety course as part of your program. Do you know if there's any other conditions related to your probation, such as you're not allowed to possess firearms or anything?
No, that was the only condition.
That was the only thing.
Okay.
She took the illegal gun transfer program. Brandon.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
So it's just one class, right?
Yes, actually, I would like to take the entire course over.
This is a 29. I'm just curious why it's been hanging around for so long. Was it COVID? Okay.
They kept continuing it and continuing
it. Yeah. How long is the probation period on that?
2 years.
2 years, okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Other witnesses? Do you have any other witnesses? Okay. You're entitled to a brief closing statement if you'd like. You don't have to.
I mean, there's really not much I can say. It is what it is. I'm completely regretful about the whole entire situation. And I will definitely be more dutiful in the future if I'm able to get my permit reinstated or be able to apply for it in the future.
Counsel. Thank you. Board members, respectfully, it's the issuing authority's position in this matter that it's simply not a responsible choice to leave valuables in the back seat of one's car, even if it's in a driveway of a friend's house or one's own house. In this case, it sounds like the range bag was inside of a duffel bag, which may have been innocuous enough, but there was also a tablet and some clippers in the back seat as well, which the issuing authority would argue is going to be attractive to anybody passing by looking for an opportunity to steal something. I heard the appellant say that her windows were heavily tinted, but obviously not enough to prevent a thief from seeing that there were attractive valuables in the back seat of that car. So regardless of what the change in the law held in October, it's the IA's position that it was simply not a responsible and perhaps even negligent storage of firearms to leave them in the back seat of the car, especially with other valuables. This appellant had written in her questionnaire to the board that the thieves popped her trunk that night as well, and they would have then found her range bag anyway had she left it in the trunk. But we would argue that if all of the valuables, the range bag, the tablet, and the clippers had all been in the trunk, perhaps that would have prevented the break-in in the first place. This appellant, as she mentioned, is due back in court this November for those two misdemeanor charges, and it seems as though at least the criminal court felt that there was enough evidence to justify requiring this appellant to take a safety course. The issuing authority is arguing not that this appellant shouldn't have any firearms ever whatsoever, just simply that she's demonstrated she does not appear to be suitable to possess a pistol permit at this time only. And with that, I'll respectfully submit. Thank you.
Comments by the board? Chief?
The appellant seems very straightforward, truthful, and honest. She tells the story as it is, no conflict between the sides that we're dealing with. I think we have a good handle on the facts. I was confused by the law prior to when it was a new law, so that weighs a lot for me. I think she's learned something. I don't think it would happen again. However, the court thought enough to put her on probation for 2 years. That probation has not run, and that's going to weigh in my decision. So, but I think she certainly will be able to move forward after this, okay, if she doesn't win.
Other comments? Okay. Dr. Conrad.
Just a point of clarification, Madam Chairperson. The probation does not prohibit a pistol permit?
While that case is active, they will decline to give her her 5-year permit at the window. So she won't be able to get it back until that case has been fully adjudicated. considering of the nature of that case.
Okay, but, okay.
We can do whatever we want. She will not be getting her,
right.
her permit back from
until November.
Which is why I'm going to be voting the way I'm going to be voting, because she won't be able to get it back anyway.
Well, I felt the appellant was very forthright, and her story is consistent with the state's story, and I'm going to vote in favor of the appellant, and she can go to the window, as it were, in November after her probation is completed.
Thank you. Attorney Iaconis.
I too am going to vote appellant at this time, and I'm going to also mention that I think it would be maybe not a problem, but certainly disadvantageous for us to have entertained this argument and then denied her here at the vote because in 9 months her probation is going to be up, and if we were all of the mind that she made a mistake, she was robbed, or burgled, I suppose, and it was an unfortunate error, and she really should get her permit back. I think that denying her here would be a problem for her in the future in terms of trying to get a permit, and I would hope that the board takes that into consideration as we go left and vote.
Thank you.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chief Rosenzweig.
For the reasons I said, being on probation, issuing authority.
I knew this was coming. I have to agree with Attorney Iaconis, so I will vote appellant. Thank you.
Thank you.